You will tune into the Women's Month on RX Radio.
It's basically like about respecting them, and then like because they do so much as in mothers and everyone, and just showing the respect and the kindness that they deserve, because they're also human, and how we've like we should show them the respect that they haven't received for the years in the past.
Send us a WhatsApp voice note of what Women's Month means to you on 060-621-8048. You are tuned into the Women's Month on RX Radio.
I'm the One by DJ Khaled, coming in at number 9 here on the Women's Month RX Radio Top 20 special. Just before that, we had French Montana with Unforgettable and a little What is Women's Month recording for you guys over there. But now I have Andre in studio, and he is going to be interviewing his mom. So I won't say any more. I'll just hand over to Andre.
So I'm Andre Turin, and I'm here with my mom, Renee, to talk about her opinions on Women's Month and her involvement with work and all of that type of deal. So what type of job did you do? Well, what type of job are you in?
I am a teacher by training. So I was teaching science and maths at high school. But I've also worked in a laboratory in the beginning of my career, and at the moment I'm working with teachers, helping them to teach better.
So what percentage of teachers that you teach are men and male and female?
Actually, we're helping some primary school teachers, and most of them are women, female teachers. There are actually very few male teachers in the teaching business.
And then what did you study?
I studied science and maths at university. I had some courses at with engineers as well. And as you all know, engineers are often seen as a male-dominated environment. So, yes, when I was studying, there were lots of males around, and I guess I studied in a male-predominant environment.
What did that feel like?
It was very strange at first, but later on, you sort of forget that there's boys and girls around, and you're just there because you're there for a reason and you want to study and learn. So, and I think that's something that I've learned over time, especially since I worked in an environment where there's lots of males around, that as a female, it's not just about being male or female, it's about what you can do. And if you focus on that, you become a team and you work together, regardless of your gender.
And then what does Women's Month mean to you?
I think Women's Month is a great thing. It's a chance for people to recognize others, and especially for boys to think about the girls, and for the moms to feel special. I think that's important, and for girls to feel special.
Okay, and what would you have any last words for the children listening here?
I think boys and girls, especially the girls out there, if you really want to do something in life, you must go for it. You must really just not be put off by people saying you can't do something because you're a girl. You must take the opportunities. And for the boys out there, I think we, as boys, you also need to look at the girls around you and not think that they can't do something just because they're a girl. They can do things. And if we can see each other as working together as boys and girls in teams, then I think we can be strong and we can do big things.
And what do you think about my involvement with RX Radio?
RX Radio is a wonderful opportunity. I think Andre's done things that he would never else have done. So it's giving a team of people opportunities to expand their knowledge about radio and involvement in kids. It's also given him the opportunity to come and work at this wonderful hospital that you've got here and met wonderful kids. And I mean, I as a mom have met all these other people working with him on this team, and that's been really, really amazing.
Okay, well, thank you for being here for me to interview you, and I hope the rest of Women's Month is happy for everybody else and you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys, for that interview. That was really, really cool. And if you guys have only just tuned in, today's episode is the Women's Month Top 20. It's a special, and we're talking all about Women's Month and obviously how South Africa commemorates the Women's Month in August, because it's a tribute to the thousands of women who marched to the Union Buildings on the 9th of August 1956 in protest against the extension of past laws to women. So thank you so much. That was a cool interview. We've got another one coming up with my mom at 5 to 11, so stick around for that. I have my mom in the studio now, and she was a nurse at the Red Cross Hospital, but now she trains nursing sisters who are specializing as pediatric nurses. So, hello, mom. Could you please give me some more information about yourself?
Yes, thanks for having me. My name's Leanne, and I grew up in the Eastern Cape. I consider myself an Eastern Cape girl, even though I have been in the Western Cape for longer. And I'm a mom and a wife and a pediatric nursing sister.
So when did you decide that you wanted to become a pediatric nursing sister?
Initially, when I was younger, I wanted to be a teacher. But then at the age of 15, my grand passed away from cancer, and she was nursed at home. And it had a profound effect on me, seeing my mom. She's a nurse, and my dad and grandfather are both doctors. But seeing my mom nurse her had a profound effect on me, and I think that's when I decided if I could do something like that, it would be amazing. Yeah.
So you used to work in the wards as a pediatric nurse. How did that make you feel?
Oh, I loved working in the wards. I always wanted to work. Initially, I wanted to be a teacher, or I always wanted to work with children. So I enjoyed being able to be in the wards with children, and also it's very rewarding when you're able to be there for children, provide for them when they're feeling sick and in pain. It's, yeah, very, very rewarding.
So you've definitely had experience in the hospital, and how would you say, from your experience, how do you think RX Radio is going to benefit the Red Cross Hospital?
I think it's an amazing initiative, because not only does it provide entertainment for the children and a welcome distraction from what they're going through in the wards, but also I think it provides an incredible platform for children to be able to express themselves, their opinions, their ideas, as well as being able to ask questions that perhaps ordinarily in the ward they wouldn't be able to ask, and also for the young reporters having that voice.
Yeah. And so you wanted to be a teacher when you were younger, and you now kind of are fulfilling that dream, because you now train nursing sisters who are specializing to be pediatric nurses. How has that changed for you from a kind of the pediatric nurse in the wards to a teacher?
So I see it now that I sort of have the best of both worlds, being able to be the teacher and the nurse, because I'm able to be in the wards, still at the bedside, looking after children, but at the same time teaching. And you learn so much from your students as well as from the children. And also I'm part of an amazing team. And seeing as we're on women's, talking about Women's Day, which was on the 9th, it's also about the leadership of that team. And we led by an incredible woman, so that's also amazing to be part of that.
So today's show is all focusing about Women's Month and celebrating the achievements of women, and also looking back at the march that was on the 9th of August 1956. So what does Women's Day and Women's Month mean to you?
So I think it highlights for us that we must always remember what those have done before us in terms of equality and freedom, how they struggled for that, and that we don't take it for granted, that we remember that. But also I think it's important as women that we must remember that we have a very important role in bringing up our children, that we role model our expectation as women, how we want to be treated, and that we provide a nurturing and safe environment for our children, especially our boys, and how they must then, you know, being in that experience with you, a nurturing environment, safe environment, they're able to learn how to display anger and frustration in an appropriate manner and treat women well.
So is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say thank you very much for having me, and also to well done to all the young reporters. I think you're doing a fantastic job, and it's amazing listening to you.
Thank you so much for joining me in the studio today, Mom. That was a cool little interview talking about Women's Month and your experiences working here at the Red Cross Hospital and now training nurses to be to specialize as pediatric nurses. So thank you.
Now I'll be interviewing my mom, Aziza, about our relationship and a woman's man. But there is something that you don't know. People also call her Poppy. So welcome, Poppy. How are you?
Good afternoon, everybody. Aloia, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Hope to hear the same from you.
Besides being my mom, can you please tell me more about yourself and why people call you Poppy?
Okay, as far as my knowledge go, I asked my mom the same question at one stage, as people didn't know what my name was, my real name was, and everybody just called me Poppy. So my mom said to me, when I was a baby, I think about 2 weeks old, my dad was very involved in community work and would come home late at night from meetings, from the mosque and madrasas and so on. So at the time when my dad came home, I was due a feed, and my mom went to prepare my formula, and my dad held me in his arms, and he looked at me and he said, from today I'll call you Poppy because you look like a doll. Like, you look like a doll. And I suppose this is where the name comes from, Aloia.
What do you do for a living?
Many things. I am a teacher by profession. I retired in 1993. And since then, I went into cooking, baking, catering. You know, I have a passion for cooking and baking. So I made this my life. And I also love cooking and baking because it is a joy for me to see my family and friends and whoever enjoys what I am preparing for them.
What do you think about Women's Day and Women's Month?
To be honest, Aloia, I think Women's Day and Women's Month does not really justify to women. Because women, they play such a major role. And I simply feel that every day should be Women's Day and Women's Month. And every month should be Women's Month.
What did you do for Women's Day?
Well, because I'm the kind of person that always put everyone else before myself and my own needs, I just felt that that was the one special day that I can have to myself. And I picked up a very good sister friend of mine, and we spent the day together. We went to Hout Bay, we had lunch, and I bought some fresh fish from the boat, and I came to prepare it for my family at home. Still, even being Women's Day, and I thought I took the day off, I still came home and prepared dinner for them.
Why do you think women should celebrate it?
Because it's just fair, like I said, not only for one day or one month, but Women's Day should be celebrated every day because women are special, and women they are strong, but also very sensitive and very compassionate and very emotional beings. They always put others before themselves.
What woman that inspires you?
Well, I would say any woman whom I can learn from, a woman that can make something out of nothing, who can turn a bad situation in a good one, they inspire me.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, Aloia. I just hope that me being the person that I am and you being my daughter, I just hope and pray that you will be inspired by me and grow up to be a strong woman.
Thank you so much, Mom, for taking time out to do this interview with me, and I hope you have a wonderful month.
Thank you very much, Aloia, and bye-bye.
In studio, I have my mother. Yo, I don't even know what words to describe her, because it's Women's Month this month, and there's not enough words in the dictionary to describe what my mother means to me. So, salam, mommy, salolas, morning, goeiemôre, and how are you doing today?
I'm good, and yourself?
I can't complain, because I have you in studio today. So, could you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself?
As you know, I'm Mujahid's mom. I'm a housewife. And first and foremost, I need to see to keep Mujahid on his toes.
So, seeing that it's Women's Month this month, what does Women's Month mean to you?
Being a woman is like being empowered. After everything, the apartheid era and everything that we as women have been through, we have got the ability to be strong, first of all. We're independent. We don't always need men in our life. And we face challenges much more than men do. And we have broad shoulders, so we can carry the whole world.
Yes, yes. Carry the world on your shoulders. Let's take it back to the day of my incident. What was going through your mind at that time?
I think you want me to start crying again, eh? Well, first of all, you feel like you are helpless as a mother, because if your child has an injury, you can put on a plaster, you can just take them to the doctor, get something, come back home, and there we go. We take the next day as a challenge.
So, for the listeners that do not know my story or what happened, could you like enlighten them and tell them what happened on the 2nd of February 2008?
Well, it could take the whole day, but I'll just give it to you.
Maybe just a summary of it.
Yes, yes, I think so, because I've held everybody in tears and I don't think they want to start crying now. The Saturday, Mujahid decided that he wants some pushy. He and his father then decided to make the fire, and he was helping. And while he was doing that, we were taking off the washing. And at the same time, he ran to close the patio door. And he had on a nylon top and a nylon pants, and it caught fire. Immediately, me and his brother threw water on him, and then he went into shock. I would just like to tell parents that please do not buy your children nylon clothing. It's very dangerous. It caught light very easily. So be very careful when you look at the label. Check, please check, because an incident can happen in a split of an eye. So please, parents, be aware of the clothing that your children are wearing.
After my incident and I was rushed to hospital, what was the emotions that was going through your mind at that time?
At that time, it was shock, thinking, well, my child survived the incident. What is going to happen to him afterwards? Will he have a life? How will it affect him? A lot of things went through my mind, but most of all, I had faith, and I knew that whatever happened was for a reason. And with all that, there will be a way forward and a way out.
After all the things that I've been through up till now, and knowing my skin conditions, what were you thinking when I told you I would like to play rugby?
At first, I wasn't keen on the idea, reason being that you had such a lot of grafts and that your skin was thin at the time, so the little scrape or whatever, it would start bleeding. And I couldn't see that you land up in hospital again. So at first, I was very much against you playing rugby.
For the mothers in the hospital, how could you tell them to support their children while their child are hospitalized?
There's such a lot of things, but just to put it in a few words is that just be there for your child. You know, when children are in the ward, parents would sit, try and do something with your child, inspire them, give them the confidence that it's not the end of the world. Especially when it comes to a burn victim, where a child is burnt in the face. You know, automatically when the child have an idea or he knows what the consequence is, they become introverts. And the confidence level and the self-esteem just go out the window. So parents need to talk to them. They need to encourage them and tell them, look, there's much more. There are so many children that went through the same thing that came out on top. And read to them and just encourage them and just be there for them. Try not to self-pity them, because the moment they feel the self-pity of the parent, that is where the children totally lose their confidence, because my mother or my father feels sorry for me, so I'm going to put myself in that state, and they're going to pity themselves, and it's not good for their health. So they just need to build the confidence and just see and give them the support and get the support structure if there isn't. There's a lot of social workers in the hospital, and even the nurses are there to guide you. So please, parents, just give your children the support and the love, and just let them know it's not the end of the world.
You said that you weren't keen on me playing rugby and all of that. How did it make you feel when you got that phone call saying that I was selected to represent Western Province?
Oh, you're doing that now. Okay, okay, I see where you're going. I was still at work at the time. So I got a phone call from the principal, Mr. Brockman from Strandfontein, and he's like, Kamila? I say, yes, what is wrong? He said, I've got some news for you. And I'm like, oh, sure, but what did Mujai do? That's the first thing. Did he get hurt?
No, you make me sound bad.
I mean, if the principal phoned you, then you must know something is wrong. But in any case, and then he told me, I've got great news. And I'm like, sir, what are you trying to say? He's like, Mujai had made Western Province. And I just said, oh, my God, thank you, Lord. Yeah, he has put in such a lot, and the tears just started rolling, and my boss asked me, what's wrong now? And I said, Mujahid made it. And she said, oh, congratulations, he really deserved it.
So for the people that don't know really who I am and things like that, and they just heard that I've been burnt and things like that, and I've made it into the province team, could you like give them a highlight of how it was when I was in hospital, 11 days in ICU and a month and a half in the burnt unit?
Okay, in ICU, you really didn't know what happened. You had smoke inhalation, so automatically they had to put the pipe down the throat in order for not the airway not to close up. So you actually looked like a watermelon.
Chill.
You couldn't distinguish between your eyes, your nose, or your mouth because of the smoke inhalation that you had. So when you eventually woke up, after they've been telling me that you won't make it and calling the imam and whatever, I thought about it, and then I said, but this is not going to happen, not while I'm here, and with your name being Mujahid, I don't think that you would not survive this. And then when you opened your eyes, the first thing you asked me was a tin of Coke, which you had.
Coke.
And that is where, yeah, and that is where my journey started at the burns unit.
And the only reason why I asked for Coke was because you yourself love Coke, and I thought maybe I think it's because of you. You made me addicted
to
Coke.
No, that's beside the point. You were just a greedy child for Coke.
Yeah.
So don't blame me. Well, so while being in the burns unit, you didn't eat the food, so I had to supply you with food every day. You were a very impossible child. In the sense of wanting food, you never used to eat the food. If they bring it, you would pull up your face or your nose or make comments about it, and then eventually just pushed it away. Then I had to get up, I had to go over to Woolworths to buy you a pie. I had to go home on a Friday and cook for you for the whole week and bring it back so that you had food. So in that sense, you were very impossible with food. But furthermore, no complaints. I was the villain in the ward, the terrible mother, as you sometimes think and call me.
It was the worst, I'm
yes,
telling
so.
You.
But if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be sitting here and being part of the radio station.
Yeah, like they say, tough love is torture.
Yes, exactly.
So with the rugby, could you tell parents in the hospital, if their child has been through an incident and things, and they still have a love and a passion for sport, how could they support their child during this process?
It depends on the sport. There's a lot of some of the children that is interested in sports are most probably school level already. So there are a lot of organizations, and even the school principal can help in that regard, as to find out what kind of sport and how they can help your child. It doesn't matter, no matter what your illness or your disability, you can still play your sport. There's always a way. It depends on you as a child and as a parent to go the extra mile to find out or get the information how that you can get your child involved in these activities.
Yeah, and is there anything else you'd like to share with the parents or for the mothers inside the hospital who really cares about their children?
All I can say is that just be there for your child. Have faith, because the Almighty knows best. And sometimes it seems, yes, that there is no end. There's no light at the end of the tunnel, but there is always. I've discovered that. I've been through that. So I just think parents must just keep hope and pray and keep the faith, as God knows best.
And so, guys, that brings us to the end of our show here today on RX Radio, interviewing my mother, the woman that means the most to me. And I just want to say shukran, mommy. It's really been, I don't know where I would have been without you. So shukran for coming. Salam. Salolas.
Salolas.
Yes, yes.
Now I'm going to be interviewing my mother, the lady who takes care of me and my two sisters. Hello, Mom. How are you?
Hello. My name is Nadira. I'm the mama of Amira, Tamina, and Uronisa.
Mommy, could you please tell me more about yourself?
I'm the mother of three children, and the middle one got ill with cancer, and yeah, I'm a working mom.
What do you do for a living?
I work at the University of Cape Town as a personal assistant in the Department of Student Affairs. I kind of fell into the post through a very close friend and circumstances.
What is your favorite part of working there?
Working with the students. We work with the students on constantly every day, and it is wonderful to assist a student to the point where they actually complete the educational career and graduate and become professionals.
What is your least favorite part?
When we are not able to assist the student to complete the educational career.
My younger sister Tamina had cancer. How did you cope with that and work?
I had a fantastic support group at home with the kids, my mother-in-law, my mother, them, family members, and at work, my colleagues, my manager, Dr. Munira Khan, great woman. Yeah, I had just fantastic support from everybody.
What advice do you have for parents who are starting a journey with their children who have cancer?
Once you know your child has cancer, take it day by day. And if you need support, there is always some support for you. Don't be scared when people pop in and come and see what's going on there. Speak to them. Don't go through the journey alone.
What did you do for Women's Day?
I went out for a night out with my Child Has Cancer Trust ladies. Shout out to the Cancer Trust ladies.
Why do you think we should celebrate Women's Day and Women's Month?
A lot of women are the cornerstones of the family, the main breadwinner of the family, and they are the rocks of their families. If it's your own children, somebody else's children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your cousins, anybody, I think as the years have changed, the roles of women have changed, that they have to be stronger and in more control of the family unit than the men.
Okay. What aspirations do you have for me, Tamina, and our younger sister, Nurunicha?
Just to live your lives to the fullest, the way you wish to live it, and not let anybody else live it for you. To just take life and whatever you want from it, enjoy it, and not be scared to just jump in and enjoy.
Thank you, Mommy, for taking time out of your day to do this interview with me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
What song inspires you and why?
It's a song from Wet, 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 Love Is All Around. It is a song that was the first song that your father and I had, and it was a song that started the entire family.
Thank you.
And up next, we'll have the interview with my mom, Shamira Bardens, the best head-scratcher, bedmaker, punishment giver, and the best comforter. Hi, Mom. Welcome to RX Radio. How are you?
I'm well, Hakim, as you know.
Mm-hmm. So, seeing that we're celebrating Women's Month, tell me, what does Women's Day and Women's Month mean to Mom?
It's a very important month, Women's Month, because if it weren't for women, then males wouldn't have existed, of course, right? First of all, a woman is a mother, a sister, a daughter of somebody, and also a big, very big role in a child's life, because she's a caregiver. You know yourself that you come and chat to me, everything that's on your mind. So,
what has Mommy been doing so far for Women's Day?
On Women's Day, I went to visit my mom, because she's a woman, and I spend the whole day there with her.
From my point of view, I feel that it should also be a men's month, because we are also there in the background. What does Mommy think? Should women have a whole month dedicated to them? Is it fair?
Definitely. Definitely. You know why? Because, first of all, women have babies and males can't. So that's also the childbirth thing. And also, you know, if you think back, I don't know when it happened, but I heard the story from your dad about the women marching to the union, you know, for equal rights. And that was a big thing for them to do.
Yeah, because at the moment, pay wages and things like that in the occupations is not good. What does Mommy do for a living?
Well, I'm a aftercare teacher at Keerboom Nursery School. I work with kids, you know. I entertain them until their parents fetch them in the evenings.
And how does Mommy cope with the stress?
Some days are hectic and some days are very good. Like, I work with little ones. I have a group of different age group children. So it's 2 to 3, 3 to 4, and 4 to 5.
Yeah.
And then the little ones are hectic at times. But because I'm a mother of 4 children, I find that it's not a big of a challenge for me. So,
See, Mommy is mostly busy with artful things. So what does Mommy have planned for the next big idea?
I just got an opportunity to go to Kian's house. I saw he made a little crown with some flowers on, like a...
The Julius Caesar.
Yes. So I was thinking, you know, wherever I go, and I went to G1 this morning, I saw they had this colorful things up on a board. And the first thing come to mind, I always have these kids on my mind of school, you know, art. And then I always like to look at things for ideas on how to... That can be my next art opportunity. So that's what I'm basically...
Okay,
it's quite exciting for me too.
This is just my thought. What Mommy can do also is, as Kian just dressed, they had a dress up for his school. That should be very interesting for the children.
Yes, of course.
Why did Mommy choose this path for a career?
I think I was motivated by Anya, because Anya is Kian and Taj's mom, my sister-in-law. They've been part of RX Radio. She introduced me and I saw what she was about with the kids and stuff, and then she always spoke to me about the days at school and stuff, and then I got an opportunity to go and work there with her. So I went into that path of work, so that's why I like doing work. And I have 4 children, so I like working with kids.
So Siraj and myself has hemophilia. How does Mommy deal with 2 children having hemophilia at the same time?
I think we're dealing okay, because we're all in it together, you know. We're all part of it, so I don't think it's a difficult thing for me anymore, because we all go through it together, you know? So, yeah, we're coping okay.
And I'm sorry, listeners, if you hear a bit of sniffling on my side. I've come down with hay fever. Does it help to know that there will always be someone else who can take care of Siraj with regards to his hemophilia, even though I'm the one that caused the most injuries, unintentionally, though?
Most of the time, Siraj tell me, Hakim must prick me because Mommy pricked me sore. So I'm off the hook most of the time. So I'm quite content with that. And you know what you're doing. So, yeah.
Seeing that this is an outdoor show, please tell us, what is the most treasured memory Mommy has of camping?
My most treasured memory was always, I will come back to Kian's mom. You know, it's the time we spend with him. We went as a family, a big family group, and it was very nice. Especially the marshmallow brying after supper. That was quite interesting. You get away from home and you forget about all your problems that's at home. You leave it behind and you just have fun with your family. So
later on the show, we'll be talking about hiking. What does Mommy think is one of the most important tips that Mommy can give the listeners before going hiking?
Before you go hiking, make sure you pack in a whole lot of water. You get quite thirsty up there. And have proper shoes, because I think I slipped once because I didn't wear the proper footgear. So have proper shoes and take lots of water with you.
Is there anything else Mommy would like to say regarding the show today?
I would like to say that I'm happy that you invited me here because it's a chance of knowing what you do here at the radio station and stuff. So, yeah.
And I'm glad Mommy's a very supportive mother and Mommy agreed to do this immediately when I asked Mommy.
Of course, of course.
Thank you very much. thank you, Mommy, for being on the show. For the listeners, you can contact us through social media at RX Radio. Facebook RX Radio is Instagram at RX Radio and our WhatsApp line is 060-621-8048.
In studio with me, I have my great-granny Nabawiya Abdullah because it is Women's Month. As RX Radio, we are showing appreciation to our mothers, sisters, great-grandmothers, grandmothers, aunts and caregivers. Also, we want to look at what else happens in their lives aside from taking care of us. How do you feel about having to cope with me every day with my tracking?
I just take it easy because it must be cleaned and changed because you can't do it on your own.
How did you feel when I started getting sick?
I got a shock of my life because it happened and being alone with you, not knowing what to do, but pray for the sun to come up so that I can get some help. But all thanks to my good neighbor, Tracy, and a brother, Dr. Marie Rashmir, for getting us in at the Red Cross Hospital.
What has been the journey like for you with me?
The journey has been hectic, but with all my patience and prayers from friends and neighbors, and me being a strong woman, I cope and hopefully will try my utmost to be there for you, God's willing.
Do you enjoy my presence in the kitchen?
Sometimes because you talk too much and you confuse me.
Do I eat more than I help in the kitchen?
Absolutely, and you know that.
What has been the funniest thing that I have done in the kitchen?
Well, the funniest part of it all, when you scratch the peels from the potato as if you're cleaning a carrot, leaving the potato with a big dent.
Wow. Do you think I'll be a good chef one day?
You've still got a lot to learn. Take your time and persevere, then you will be successful.
What are the other things that you enjoy doing besides looking after me?
I enjoy a peaceful nap after taking you to school before starting with my chores.
How do you feel about me being in this radio program? Do you think this will take me far in life?
It will if you put your mind to it and by reading and watching the news instead of watching soapies.
Okay, didn't have to say that, but okay. Tuesday is Women's Day and this month is Women's Month. How did you celebrate Women's Day?
I had a very peaceful day. Only late afternoon I baked some cupcakes for the school.
Do you want to add anything?
All thanks to Yoli, Wayne and Gabriel for accepting you on this program. May your program grow from strength to strength. All the success, good luck. Thank you all.
Thank you for always being there for me and for always putting up with me when I always work on your nerves.
In studio with me, I have my granny. I'll be interviewing her about Women's Day currently. It was Women's Day last week. And I'll be, there's going to be a bit of questions about literature, about why you should read to children at a young age. So, tell the listeners more about yourself.
Good day, listeners. My name is Sukina. I'm 58 years old. I'm married. I have two daughters and three beautiful granddaughters. I have two siblings, so I'm also a middle child. I love watching sport like rugby and soccer and swimming.
Tell me and the listeners more about the type of work that you do.
Well, I work for a non-governmental organization who takes care of intellectually disabled children and adults. Our organization aims to enable the intellectually disabled persons in our care to realize their fullest potential and to become independent and as productive as possible within their communities.
Can you please explain to the listeners what non-governmental means?
A non-governmental is an organization that is non-profitable, and at some stage they sometimes do get subsidies from the government, but a lot of their funds is made through donors who give them money to keep the organization going.
Very interesting to know. Why did you encourage the culture of reading in my life?
I believe reading develops a higher ability to learn. Students who are exposed to reading tend to do well in all areas of formal education. Imagine if you struggle to put words or sentences together, how are you going to be able to grasp the concepts of maths and science at school? And I also believe reading develops better communication skills.
Why is it important for parents to encourage reading and also read or to their children?
I think it's important for parents to read to their children or with their children, because I think it's the most important thing you can do to prepare foundation for your child to do well at school. The better a child can read, the easier it will be for them to learn what they need to at school. It's also an essential skill to have to learn in order to become successful at school, because it's required to understand most topics. Reading also stimulates the imagination, and it develops language and listening skills. And a child who reads becomes an adult who thinks.
What does Women's Day and Women's Month mean to you?
Well, Women's Day is a day to honor the role of women in our society. In many instances, women are always behind the scenes. So it's a month to celebrate and to remember the importance of women. Women's Day is a day that marks the empowerment of women. So it's a day I also think women must be spoiled. And because there's a month, why just not go on and spoil us for the rest of the month?
I agree. But I just have one more thing to add. I think that girls should also be spoiled on this month. It should be Women and Girls Month, so I can also be spoiled and get a lot of presents and stuff.
Well, to add, we always regard you as part of our celebrations. You are called the Little Women.
What challenges have you faced with my sister's journey of living with a condition?
Nasira has a condition called CMT, which affects the peripheral nerves, and the muscles around the nerves, sometimes they start wasting away. So it was when she was younger to encourage her to wear her leg splints. She's done so well, she's not wearing the splints anymore, she's just wearing inserts inside her shoe. The other thing was to make her understand that she wasn't different from the other children. There was basically some physical activities that she couldn't partake in because of her condition. And another issue is to continue to make her understand that she must do her physio to keep her muscles strong.
How did you celebrate Women's Day?
Well, Women's Day was sleeping late for me, not having to wake up early. And then I went out for lunch.
That must have been a big treat for you.
Yes, it meant because the lunch was an early lunch, it formed part of supper, so there was absolutely no cooking to be done.
Phew, you didn't have to cook, so you could just rest and probably watch Grey's Anatomy.
I'm not such a keen lover of soapies on TV, but I did catch up with some of the programs.
What advice as a grandmother or mother would you give to other mothers to help kids to enjoy reading?
That's a good question, Yusra.
I know, I'm very good at this.
You must be a role model, and you must do reading. So the child sees you reading and follows suit. You must encourage activities that require reading. For instance, when they're helping you in the kitchen, Let them read the recipes. Or when you're busy building toys that has instructions, let them read the instructions. Maybe when you're playing a board game, let them read the rules. So that is making it exciting. Visit the library and let them choose the books they like. And importantly, establish a reading time, even if it's just 10 minutes a day. Make sure that they understand what they're reading, because sometimes they read and they don't know. So let them tell you what they've read, or another way is to let them write some sentences about what they've read, because reading and writing go hand in hand.
Like you said, if you're playing a board game, you should let the child read the rules. I remember when we play 30 seconds, you would let Nasira read the rules.
There you go. That's encouraging her to take part in an activity at the same time she's reading.
Very interesting. I think these mothers and grandmothers have all the tips and tricks to get the children to read and get the children to do things. I think they have magical powers. Any last words?
I need to say that I started reading to Yusra when she was very young. And I think today she's going to read her favorite fairy tale that I used to read to her at that time, called Cinderella. And Yusra was barely 3 and she could memorize the words by looking at the pictures. Other people thought she was reading, but by just seeing the picture, she could memorize that entire page. So I'm extremely proud of both Yusra and Nasira for your achievements as child presenters in RX Radio. I wish to thank the staff of RX Radio for giving you these opportunities, and thank you, Yusra, for inviting me to this interview today.
Thank you. I really enjoy spending time with you, and I hope you enjoyed Women's Day, as my show is currently about it. Anyways, thank you for everything you do for me, and thank you for letting me read at a young age. It's really helped me up until today.
It is always my pleasure to be able to assist you.